Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches his people about life in the kingdom of God.
Let your light shine before men so they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father. Your Father in heaven. Significant that that's the way that Jesus decides to refer to God in this context. Instead of going on for pages and pages about the definition of faith, Jesus gives us just a picture that just says it all. You know, sometimes a picture is worth 1,000 words. This is really one of those times. The relationship between an ideal father and his son, that's just the picture of faith. We glorify God when all our good deeds flow out of our sonship, our adoption as his children. That's what faith looks like. We trust in him to take care of us like a child trusts his daddy. That we obey him with loving devotion, not the way you obey a law in the abstract or a policeman, but the way you obey a father whom you deeply love and whom you long to please, and whose approval you crave. We fear him, not the way you fear an enemy, not the way you fear a threat, but the way you fear a father that you deeply respect and love. We seek to please him, not the way a politician seeks to please the people or the way an insecure person tries to please everyone, but the way an eager son is desirous to please the father he loves. That way. We glorify God by enjoying his attributes, and we enjoy his attributes from the position of sonship, which is a life of faith, a life of trusting. So, Jesus is referring to God as our Father here, points to the relationship, and also points to one other thing. The difference between a servant and a son is genetic, right? The son shares his father's nature. They will see our good deeds and then they will glorify the one whom we resemble. It's the family relationship. Everything God created glorifies him in some way, right? Do you envy the stars and how much, or the waterfalls, or the majestic mountains, or some of the things in creation and how much glory they bring to God? Don't. Because they do not have the capacity to bring the amount of glory to God that you have. Nothing in the creation is capable of glorifying God at the level that his sons and daughters can do it. Because nothing can trust him like a child. Except us. There's a sense in which everything else in creation just reflects the glory of God. But it's interesting. Jesus didn't say you are the reflectors of the light. He said you are the light of the world. I think we actually emanate light. Righteousness is actually generated in us. Not just reflected. Now maybe you're thinking, wait a minute. Are you suggesting that we have our own intrinsic righteousness? I thought the Catholics believed that. I thought our righteousness just came from God and not from us. It does. It does, absolutely. Of course it comes from God. I mean, of course, if it didn't come from God, why would anybody glorify God when they see it? Obviously it comes from God. We are not the source of our own righteousness. God is the source of our righteousness. However, still, amazingly, astonishingly, just paradoxically, Jesus still refers to these works as your good works. Don't they come from God? Yeah, that's why people glorify God when they see him. But they're still, in some sense, yours. Yours. It's God working through you, yes, but not like a puppet. He works in you to will and to act, and so it's God working, yes, but really it is actually you doing the willing and the acting. So much so that Jesus can call them your good works. This is a paradox. Our puny little brains, we have a hard time reconciling how our good works could really be our good works and at the same time come from God. We don't understand them. And so to make it more understandable, we tend to focus just on one or the other and then forget the other side. Some people say, see, they come from God. So they don't come from you, and they don't come from your free will. Others say, see, Jesus says they're our good works, so they come from us, not from God. Then you got the Calvinists and Arminians arguing back and forth, but both are correct in what they affirm and wrong in what they deny. That yes, they're from God, and yes, there are good works. It's amazing. John 15:8 gives us a picture. Again, just a Jesus sums all that up in a concrete picture. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Another way of saying the same thing he said in Matthew 5:16. It brings God glory when we do good works. It really is us bearing the fruit. We really are the branches producing this fruit. But it's only because of our connection to Him that we can produce it. And that sets us apart from the rest of the creation. That sets us apart from the heavens. We do more than just contain good fruit in a basket. We produce the good fruit like a tree. We do more than just reflect the light like a mirror. We emanate light like a lamp. And it comes out of us. The heavens declare the glory of God. They declare it. They reflect the light. We actually have light coming out of us. Which means you are more glorious and more important in showing the glory of God, revealing the glory of God, than the heavens themselves. You, the church. We are His children, and we share His very nature, which is light. The light of righteousness. So what's the meaning of glory? It's worship. The very people who persecute us now will someday worship God when all the things are exposed and they see that we did those deeds because we were enjoying some fantastic thing about one of God's attributes. What's the motive of glory? Showing God to be great rather than getting people to be impressed with us. What is the method of glory? Our method is faith. Trusting our daddy in heaven. Counting on all His attributes to really be truly wonderful so that every last thing that we ever do throughout the day, all day long, has the purpose of experiencing those attributes in a way that points to the wonders of His glory.
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowd-funded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.